Now broadcasting the Webcomic Beacon.
Welcome to episode 71 of the Webcomic Beacon here at webcomicbeacon.com, and we are hosted on the Rampage Network webcomic community at rampagenetwork.com. And shoot, I lost my place already. It was such a good start. Damn it.
I was gonna compliment you on it, but
he blew that.
It's almost better in a way.
This is Fess of PSI Webcomic.com, your host. And we don't have Tanya this week, but we do have Mark Savory of AutumnLake.com with us.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. And this week, we have a couple of guests with us, as our topic is going to be more or less talking about DrunkDuck.com, a free and fairly simple webcomic hosting service and, well, website. First off, we have a Black Kitty of AcrylicMoon.com.
Hi.
Welcome. And hello. We also have, some of you may know her as School Monkey of, you can find her on the Drunk Duck. Just go to her user page at user.drunkduck.com/schoolmonkey. And it's spelled funny, so look for the link in the notes. Welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm sorry, I just had to give people crap, you know? That's me. I'm kind of a
I
dick.
Know.
In any case, before we get off to a good start, I'd like to say that right now at RampageNetwork.com, this month's featured webcomic is Dark Welkin, a webcomic of supernatural sarcasm. You can check that out at DarkWelkin.com. And let's see here. Yeah, we had the Webcomic Beacon Awards last week.
Breakage.
I'd just like to clarify that this is the whole event was by no means to try to declare this is a definitive award show for webcomics. No, it's just.
I don't think we could claim that.
No way. Well, just in case some people think we're being a little pompous or something, it's just our fun little award show, and we've realized Precocious actually was within the so it could have been, you know, in the rankings. I know some people wanted Precocious, and so I feel really bad. So I'm really trying to make sure that the 2009 Webcomic Beaky Awards are going to be much more refined. We'll still basically have the Newbie Beaky Award, 3 to 5, the Standalone Simplex Award, 1 to 2, the Judges Trump Award, which is basically... we actually had Ink Tank, and Ink Tank was a relaunch because it was like several years old.
And I didn't choose that one, man. I chose another one.
Yeah, someone else picked Ink Tank, but it doesn't matter.
But I would have if he didn't. So.
Yeah, but here's how I'm going to go for it. The next year's Judges Trump Award is going to basically be any webcomic that had been updating during 2009 is eligible. And as long as the judge who picks the award, because each judge can pick one webcomic, as long as the judge feels that they had an excellent year, they can pick it, even if it's not a new one. And so I'm letting it up for interpretation. I'm writing up a whole bunch of crap. But this is like a year away, so I don't have to worry about it too much. Okay, now that that's out of the way.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Oh, my train of thought has left the station and ran over 5 people. Okay, now...
Is it even on the tracks at this point? Because I never can tell.
Probably fell off.
Probably derailed.
Anyway, we do have some guests with us who are waiting nervously and patiently for us to get to them. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. They didn't leave.
I've just been, you know, listening to the show.
Well, that's pretty good. Now you can be a part of the show as we are going to be talking about Drunk Duck, webcomics community. One of the reasons why I first scoped out for School Monkey here, because I know that she is well, I guess a big deal on the Drunk Duck forums in any case. School Monkey, would you care to go into what you do?
I find the description of being a big deal very amusing because I don't know. I don't think being an admin is that great sometimes. But Black Kitty and I are both admins on Drunk Duck.
Okay.
I show up more in the forums, but yeah, we just help run the place. I think we've both been around for so long that we're kind of fixtures there.
Sort of like the lamp.
Noisy lamp that electroshocks you when you do wrong.
One of us is the door, and every so often we slam on the face.
What I like to know, what do either of you know the history of Drunk Duck? How did Drunk Duck get started, essentially?
Drunk Duck was started by a guy named Dylan Squires, who is known as Volt 6 on Drunk Duck. And it was basically a hobby of his. He just wanted to program a comic hosting site. This was way back in, like, 2000 or something like that.
5 years ago, yeah. Somebody on the forum said that they needed a place to host from what he said, and he decided to make one.
I think it might have been Ronson, who is, what's his name? Chuck Rowles?
Yeah.
And he does the Gods of Archelon. And he and Dylan are good friends. But they just started Drunk Duck. And it was a one-man operation, and he hosted it himself, and he wrote all of it himself, and he publicized it, and he tried to get some people to join. And they actually tried to get me to join right at the very beginning, and I kept telling them no, because back in the day, the very first iteration, you couldn't even change the colors or anything. You were sort of stuck with this blue and yellow that they used. And I was a big fan of my maroon and beige. I told them I would join if they made it so you could at least change the colors. So I think the second time around they did, there was a very basic sort of, you could input the hexadecimal code that you wanted. And then I joined. But yeah, it was very sort of organic, and there were a lot of, speed bumps.
You sent some like massive spam email. That's how he got subcultured. But he sent this massive spam email that basically asked people if they wanted to join Drunk Duck. So some people came on, and I think I remember one person who was very angry at getting spam, so he came on just to tell us off. But
who was that?
I don't know. Well, he came, and he said, I still remember that because it was just really bizarre. He's just like, I just want to let you know that I don't appreciate you spamming me. So I came to the site that you're spamming to and to tell you not to tell me to visit your site. But anyways, it was really weird.
Funny. It would be hilarious if he was like, someone who's around a lot, like Ocean or somebody. I don't think they converted that guy. I think he got all of those emails from Buzz. No, I don't think Buzz Comics was around
yet.
No,
it was
Top Web Comics was around, because that's where I was.
He definitely got subcultured through that. And then he became a moderator. So I know subculture was on Drunk Duck before me. I came on to mooch off the web space. I think, what was it? Some photo hosting site whose name I can't remember. Something to do with Wizards or whatever. Shut down. And I was on Mega Tokyo forums, and we were looking for a place to host images so that we can, show off on the forum. Mm-hmm. And here's this guy who's apparently letting us host images, and the bandwidth is free. So who's this sucker that's letting us do this? Let's all go to his site. Yeah, it's Drunk Duck. And
who's the sucker now?
Dylan, I'm just kind of making fun of the whole thing. But Dylan actually came on to the Mega Tokyo forum and even encouraged us to do that. So I thought that was really nice. So I actually went there. And that's how I actually got on Drunk Duck. So I like the fact that he actually personally came and invited people to mooch off of his bandwidth. So,
yeah. Dylan was a great guy. I mean, he wanted as many people as he could get. He wanted as many comics as he could get. He tried to take on all of our suggestions, as much as one guy can. Mm-hmm. And it was actually, I think most of the most of the people there really understood that this was kind of a one-man operation, and so we knew there were, you know, faults with the sites, but something beeped.
Oh, shoot.
We
lost Talk Shoe.
Talk Shoe.
Is that just backup, though?
Hang on, let me...
get him back.
Let me call him back.
You are now joining the call.
It better be.
Hang up the phone. I'm using it.
Recorded live.
Retarded live.
Retarded live.
You are unmuted.
There, as we were saying.
All right. As School Monkey was saying, do you remember?
This guy.
So,
are we saying that? Everyone was, you know, really understanding of the weird sort of glitches that would happen, but we thought it was amazing that we could just sort of say, hey, you know, it would be really great if we could do this, and, you know, a couple of weeks later, it would show up, and we could do it. So, it kind of moved on from there.
Yeah.
I mean, it became a bigger thing, and there became, you know, server-side problems and all kinds of things. And eventually it was sold to Platinum, and I don't know if we should talk about that.
Talk about that.
Talk about that. I kind of like the past better. The past was like nice, and then you fast forward to Platinum.
Okay.
I have a job like that where when I get hired, it was so cool, and now it's like Platinum.
But no, I mean, just Platinum is so bad. I'm a little bit careful about this. This is live.
Okay.
Right?
Well, here let's ask why did Volt sell? Was the money just too good to pass up, or?
I'm not sure that the money was particularly great. I think he just knew that he wasn't able to work on it anymore, and he wasn't able to keep up the cost of running it. And so he knew if he didn't sell it, then it would just disappear.
At the time, it was like issues with servers. The site has went through 3 crashes. I think 2 of them involved the whole site being deleted.
Wow.
It's actually a pretty amazing site, I personally think. I mean, to have a site deleted with all the comics gone, all the codes gone, but the community's still around and came back.
Right.
And then, you know, they built it again and it crashed again and then people still came back. Which there's an irony to this because who's the sucker actually in this situation?
Well, that's the one big thing I see about, I mean, I know a lot of people will mirror on Drunk Duck because, you know, a lot of people just, because you got, basically, you have logins for everybody. Readers can go by, rank their comics, which I find rankings pointless because everyone just picks 5 anyway. But, or nothing.
The
5 or nothing.
Doesn't actually do anything anymore. That's just sort of a way to comment now. The rankings don't have an effect.
Yeah,
the hilarious thing about the ranking, too, is that it originally started off as, 0 to 10?
And
people were all like, well, maybe we should go for 0 to 5 or whatever, and then it would be better. And then about half a year later, after that was implemented, someone went, well, maybe we should go to 0 to 10 because, you know, 5, the range is just too small. But if we went to 10, we could say maybe 8 or 9. And so that's when I stopped listening to the whole let's change the ranking system.
But you still got like a lot of people that are just stay on there because they log in once and they can comment. And you know, because a lot of webcomics, they, we have their own forum. It's like, well, nobody's going to want to join everybody's damn forum because that's like a million logins. And here you can just make a quick little comment without having to log in again and again and again through several comics. Yeah. It has a very strong community.
I think the main strength of Drunk Duck, besides being a free place to host your comic, is the comments. People become addicted to getting comments and giving comments, and I think that's a great thing. But it's so easy to just get a bunch of feedback on your comic, even if it is just the sort of like, great comic, here's a 5. It's wonderful sort of reinforcement, especially for people who are new to it, which in some ways Drunk Duck is especially geared towards people who don't have a lot of experience and who don't have the money to put together a professional site and things like that. But the comments, I think, are the one thing that really distinguished it in the beginning and still is a really strong sort of selling factor in doing it.
What?
Sorry.
What?
No, I'm just saying you need to know that people are reading your comic, and the idea is that there could be people reading your comic, or it could be you refreshing so that the counter is telling you that there's 15 people reading your comic. Mm-hmm. You don't know that. And if you have a comment, at least it's another person. It's another pair of eyeballs looking, and it validates people. Five. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think I haven't done webcomics in a while, so I guess maybe I'm a little bit out of touch. But it seems like all webcomic artists kind of craves on sort of positive reinforcement.
It's true.
I don't crave on positive reinforcement. I crave on just somebody saying something.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny because people who have sites where there's no sort of real interaction with the readers, mm-hmm. if you talk to them about getting comments and stuff, they're like, well, I don't really do it for the readers. I do it for myself. But the second they start getting comments from people, they love getting feedback in emails. It's kind of, you know, oh, I don't watch that TV show, but really, you know, they're a secret fan.
No. I actually find the whole argument kind of weird where they're saying, well, I'm only doing it for myself. I mean, comics are a form of communication. I don't generally talk to myself. So I would prefer to talk to other people. And comics are the same thing. When I'm telling a story, I like other people to read it.
You know, people that say that they don't talk to themselves are usually – they have something wrong with them because everyone talks to themselves. And if they don't
admit it – Girls don't have to, Fess. Girls don't have to talk to themselves. Only people like you and me.
I don't talk to myself. But
yeah,
it's because
when you think out loud, you ever think out loud? Think to yourself. You know, it's completely.
I think Fesh is dumb. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I stand in front of a group of kids every day. So when I'm talking, if it's to myself, there's still someone listening to me. Like, what, miss?
If you're putting your comic on the internet, you want somebody to see it, and it's nice to get sort of feedback that even if it's just one crazy person who comes back because they hate you that much, then you know you've at least got one person. You know,
well, my take on the whole, like, when people say I'm doing it for myself, I mean, that's I think that goes into something else, whereas people are not writing or changing what they want to do for their comic for basically what the fans or the readers want to happen. And but that's that in itself is an entirely different conversation and topic, really. But I mean people can always like make their own thing. If they didn't want other people to see it, it wouldn't be online, really. I mean, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, otherwise they just have it stuffed away in sketchbooks and on the shelf or something. They wouldn't actually post it anywhere for people to see,
right? Or be private or some crap or password.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Drunk Doug. Platinum Studios. What really changed when Platinum took over? I mean, really?
There was no more crashes?
Other than that.
No, there were crashes. Don't say that.
Okay, fine, there were. I'm trying to look on the bright side of this. The site...
The first thing that happened was they spent a few weeks doing a fancy visual sort of revamp. And they took away some things and they added some things. And we get a bunch of people who really disliked what was happening and some people who were really positive about it. And I think most of the sort of core community members were positive because they knew that if they weren't, then it was just going to be a horrible place to visit with a bunch of grumpy people. My computer monitor just went black, although everything else seems to be working, so
no,
I'll just sit here and talk in the dark.
We hear you just fine.
Okay, I'll just sit here and talk in the dark. I think there was an initial sort of hopefulness. Even though people may not have liked the new visuals, that people were hopeful that because we were owned by this big company now, that big changes would happen and it would be great. And then things got really complicated after that.
I think a lot of us were very optimistic that Dylan would get the support that he needed to continue working on this site. That, I mean, we don't know anything about the finances, but it's probably a pretty big burden on Dylan's part at this point. You have a site that needs constant kind of attention, and he obviously has his own life to live as well. So we were pretty optimistic. At least I was optimistic when Platinum came along. I was kind of hoping that, you know, things would be a little bit better.
One thing to mention is that when Platinum bought Drunk Duck, they also hired Dylan as their head of digital media something or other, you know, a title. But he was basically sort of an attachment to buying the site. They also hired him to help maintain it and do some of their other digital stuff. But that became really frustrating later because Platinum stopped spending time on Drunk Duck and had Dylan working on a bunch of stuff that wasn't Drunk Duck. So Dylan still felt this responsibility towards the site, but he wasn't able to spend any of his work time working on it. So he still ended up working on it on weekends and evenings to try and address some of the problems that we were having. And I think that just became a really frustrating situation for him. And eventually he left Platinum for better prospects, I guess. But that helped ease the transition that we knew, even though we were owned by this new company, we still had Dylan, who we knew had this huge dedication towards the site.
Right.
He was sort of our contact between the company and just ourselves. I mean, who would we contact if there was a problem? We don't know, so we'll contact Dylan.
Yeah. And the people at Platinum, it's kind of a political thing to talk about Platinum, but we know that the people at Platinum are all great, you know, and they all want the site to do well, and they all really empathize with the problems we have.
Because they're probably, you know, seeing you probably want to keep your admin jobs, which is why you're saying that, right?
I don't know if I'd call them jobs. No, it's just we're trying to be sympathetic. We know the people are great, but the company itself becomes this outside sort of entity, and we have problems with things that the company would be able to address but that the individual people can't. So the individual people sympathize with us, you know, so on, but they can't, you know, they can't do anything about a lot of, you know, the problems that we have.
Okay.
My doorbell is ringing. I'm sorry, guys.
All right. Well, this is perfect time for us to take a quick break, and when we come back, quack.
The Webcomic Beacon is an affiliate of The Geek Media. The Geek Media has a number of geek-related podcasts, blogs, and videos for you to enjoy. Check out thegeekmedia.com. Have news, milestones, questions, or comments? Send your audio clips or email to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com.
Oh, excuse me. I hiccuped.
So you didn't get a restraining order or anything the other night, huh?
Who, me?
Yeah.
For what?
This is just
I mean, there's so many things.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Are you talking about my date?
Yeah.
No.
You didn't get a restraining order, so it went well.
Yeah. It was my first date in a long time, really. I'm really terrible with time, but I thought it was, like, at least 6 months since I had, like, a date. Mm-hmm. You go out, meet each other, and we met at Caribou Coffee, ended up talking for 3 hours until it closed, and then we went to Perkins down the street, and we had dinner, and we talked for, like, 4 or 5 hours, and, we were hungry again, and we had some pie. and basically, it was a nine-hour date of conversation and such.
Good.
Well, good. Are we still missing somebody?
Yeah, you're missing School Monkey.
She went to answer the
door.
It's
weird to say that name. It's not a word that just kind of rolls right off your School Monkey. You're like. I don't expect a woman's voice with that word, I guess.
Were you thinking she's a guy or?
Well, yeah. Usually with the indeterminable avatar names or avatars in general, it's kind of hard to.
No, I knew she was a girl because she had little E's after it.
You're right. No guy
School
would ever do that.
E.
I suppose the cute little punching monkey would give it away too. I don't know. Who knows?
This is why you got the date and I didn't.
Okay. Well, that's pretty. Is she coming back?
She probably will come back. It's
okay. Well, let's just continue on with you then. Okay, what I want to know is what are the bad things that happened after Platinum took over? Because I will just say that aside from the she ended.
No, she'll be back. I think maybe just leave her a message or something.
I'm just gonna make her computer make noises by inviting her to the conference again. No, it's like, okay, yeah, there's like this weird little stupid animation or ads and stuff, but ads are ads, and that can be on any site, so you can't hold a site against that, because that
the person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after.
Okay, I'll just wait for her to call back. Yeah, I mean, as far as everything else, comics still show up and navigate the way they have always used to. You can still upload comics and such. Just the way you used to. I never really was on the forums, but I mean, functionality
is still there.
I don't see what's wrong with it. It works the same as always to me. So, what am I missing?
I'm actually kind of nervous answering this question. I mean, I think that there is always going to be a difference of opinion in terms of what happened with Platinum. Some people were worried about the intellectual property aspect with Platinum because Platinum had this whole history with intellectual property. So after Platinum cleared that up and said, no, we don't own your comic just because you hosted on Drunk Duck, that went out okay. What else was there? There's always these little issues that would come up. The ads always bothered people. The format bothered people. Sometimes there would be a lack of communication, which is really, from an admin point of view, is really the big issue, at least for me anyways. When there's a problem on the site, I need to know who I can talk to.
Right.
And I need to know what's going on. If not, then I can't do my job.
Right.
So, I don't know. Does that answer the question remotely? Or
yeah.
Am I being vague? Or?
Well, it kind of is vague, but it does does make sense. I mean, ads are ads. It's an aesthetic thing, and you are getting a free hosting for one, so you got a deal. But you're certainly right. It sounds like more of an issue for like the admins, people that need to get work done or get stuff done. Did the forums themselves face any sort of changes?
I think you may. I'm just trying to get my timeline straight here because I've been on Drunk Dog for 5 years. Sometimes the things get kind of blurred. I can't remember, and I'm hoping School Monkey maybe you can clear this up, when the custom forums came in before or after Platinum came in. What else was there? Sometimes there's just small functionality problems. I'm honestly drawing a blank. I think my main thing was I was in charge of the books. Okay. So Drunk Duck used to come up with these anthologies, and the anthology was delayed for a pretty lengthy time, over a year. And then when it came, finally was about to come out, it didn't come out the way it was supposed to. So I think one of the things, too, is that, and this was why School Monkey was saying that the people there are very nice, is that, you know, when we're talking about how when Platinum came in and all this stuff started happening, I think the people in Platinum are very nice. And they're not maliciously doing things to make these not like these bad things happen.
Not the drunk duck Platinum people.
Yeah, like, this is not like people trying to ruin a site here, but stuff does happen. Like, crap does end up happening, and it's frustrating because we started off as a site where Dylan's there, and if there's a problem, we can talk to Dylan, and in about 2 days, we'll know what's going on. With Platinum, in about 2 days, you might figure out who to contact to ask what's wrong, and then you have to go and, you know, check it out and everything like that. I mean, when I was organizing the anthology, it took a long time because it took me a while to double check the list, get back to people, tell them repeatedly that this person has not logged on for 2 years. You're not going to find this person to sign a contract. You won't. And, this kind of thing. For me, it all comes back to communication. There was just a lack of communication, and people get frustrated by that.
Right.
I don't know if this is helping you at all.
No, that's fine. I just wanted to... Because... Oh, hey. There was something that was on the GigCast.
Yes.
That was like a Drunk Duck News something or other. Do you know about that?
Yeah, I used to be the half of that. Spang and I...
Well, tell us about that.
Spang and I would meet about every Tuesday. We'd gather all the news, and we would just record for the Geekcast. So he's the guy. He's the guy who adds all the fancy soundtracks, and I'm just the person who just kind of reads the thing. So I started off by myself, mm-hmm. and so I would record the news for Geekcast, and it was just me reading into the mic. Then one time I couldn't do it for 1 week, so Spang took over, and then he turns out he does DJing, so he added all these neat sound effects, and it became a two-person job where we read the news for Drunk, that we promoted things, we searched the news post to see if there's anything special, and we just were trying to promote Drunk Duck and at the same time add exposure for Drunk Duck readers. And because there was this link between the gig cast and the night gig and the Drunk Duck and all that other stuff.
So what happened to that? Why'd you guys stop?
I think we got busy. So we came a little bit busy. And I had a new job. And then I think Spang...
All you do is read lines!
We had to gather. It took a whole night, actually.
So it's not like you're just Vanna White turning the letters.
You would think for someone who teaches English, they can actually get the lines right, but apparently not. You know, night time. I can totally see Spang just thinking, and he's too polite to say it. She teaches English. Oh my god.
I sometimes have prepared, have a script and do lines. I used to do like a minute long. Webcomic review podcast, if you could call mm-hmm. it reviews. Yeah. I'd type everything out to be about like 250 words because that came out to be about a minute when I spoke it. But I would sit there and I would go, it's 1 minute long, but it would take me sometimes 20 minutes to do because I'm like stumbling over myself and there's just curse words flying. As soon as I'm starting to trip up or I'm losing my place, I'm like, F, 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 S, S, you mother. And I'm actually trying to see, I even do that for some of the commercials when people sponsor an episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to prepare that because I got to squeeze this parts of it to like 30 seconds to fit within the music. And I want Mark has this comic called Autumn Lake, and I've heard it's like peanuts that grown up or something. It's like grown ups that act like kids almost, and it's just awesome. And it's not like one of those rated R comics at all or anything. And so it's more or less wholesome. And I want to actually have he should write me a couple like pitches. Then I'll have to like try to scrunch those pitches down. And then I want to record myself unabridged trying to fix that, just cursing and swearing all while trying to promote this wholesome comic because I think the contrast would be hilarious. And, of course, people will probably check it out. I'm going to put it on YouTube and everything, and then Mark can get, like, exposure.
It's just some guy hanging off the bridge. He's like, what are you saying? Let's check it out. No, but you know, it does take a long time. It's actually surprising. We used to sit around. Half the time is spent trying to write banter and trying to be funny. And it actually took effort.
You can't try to be funny. It comes naturally.
That's probably the problem. No, it's actually fun for being spanky. Sorry?
You can't write spontaneous banter.
No.
Oh, you guys were trying to do vaudeville.
I don't know. I mean, did you hear some of them that there were all these little banters and all these little mini plays or something like that? I think Spang would write some and I'll write another line and then it's like we open up with something. I think, what was it? One time I talked about playing Mafia, so he had his whole Mafia themed going. Halloween, we'll do some kind of weird voice thing. Some lines about, I don't even know what we talked about. What did we talk about? Eating people or something like that? I don't know. But it took a while. It's just really time consuming. I don't mind doing it again, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But I would rather do it with Spang.
Right.
Because it just doesn't sound the same without him. So I don't know. I mentioned it one time. I don't know what happened to it, actually. Maybe I should mention it again.
Gets buried in the Gmail account.
It's buried in Gmail. Amid all the made-up banter. Us trying to pretend to sound spontaneous, but really it's not spontaneous.
Like I said, vaudeville. It's vaudeville, totally. I keep thinking...
How many times?
What?
No, there was times when I'm doing like some weird voice and I have to do it again and again and again. And you think it's actually spontaneous, and you're actually, when you're listening to it, you think it's spontaneous. But that was me saying it 5 times. So, but it was nice. It was fun.
Awesome. Yes. I don't think School Monkey's coming back. I really hope.
Well, this is really weird.
It was. I hope it wasn't something serious that was at the door.
It shouldn't. I hope not. It's like 9 p.m. or something like that in England.
Uh-oh. It's like,
oh, is that where she
like scary stuff, maybe. That'd suck.
Yeah.
This is actually kind of awkward because she was the one who sent the email out saying, you know, she's going on this webcomic beacon. Does anybody want to come along? So she's not, you know. I said, sure, I'll come along. And now I'm here. And I'm like, I don't mind being here. It's just she does a lot more work on Drunk Duck these days than I do. So,
I mean, every time I go to the website and I look at the latest news and hover over, it's posted by School Monkey,
yeah.
Ocean, I guess. School Monkey. You don't do a damn thing!
I was just wondering, actually, when you start this call, I was wondering, does he even know who I am? Wouldn't it be kind of funny if he finds out afterwards? No, but yeah, I used to do a little bit more. So, and now I do a little bit less. I used to be the one who does the news.
Yo, I thought we just went over that.
Yeah, but no, I'm talking about the news post.
Oh
yeah.
It switched over to her. So she does a lot more than
Wait a minute. I'm looking at one of the posts. It says Angry D Monkey has just hit 5 years of internet age a few days ago. And it's like, I don't think it counts if you don't update for a whole year. You have to like subtract a year. You hear that? I know you're in the chat room. Yeah, you didn't update for a year, so you, minus a year. Penalty.
Is that
penalty year?
Yeah.
You count interest too, or?
Yeah, and then once you complete your comic, you start going to negative eventually. No, I'm just kidding.
It's like Jeopardy, where you go like below zero, and then you have to work your way back up. You lost in webcomic Jeopardy.
All right. Let's see here. I think that's pretty much all we can do if we're talking about Drunk Duck. Everybody, hey. We were on Webcomics Reviews and Interviews. WCRI dot... Shoot. I forgot what it was. .net? Or is it .com? WCRI... .info, WCRI.info, webcomics, reviews, and interviews. We were on their podcast, I believe episode 50 or episode 51. And you could check us out. Mark, Tanya, and myself were on there. And I get a little raw. And I... Wait. Not that type of raw. Whatever you're thinking of. But I get real bitey.
I just sat there.
And I was naming names, and I was saying how much I hate so-and-so webcomic. And I guess if you want to find out which one I really hate and I think should, you know, fuck off, you can go to wcri.info, check out the site, go to the talk show page, or I think you can download it on the side panel as well, and you can find out and have some fun. So they also advertised on our show a little bit ago, so check it out anyway. Let's see, we are about ready to take another break, so we will.
The Webcomic Beacon is hosted on RampageNetwork.com. Be sure to check out our weekly live broadcast on TalkShoe.com. Listen in, chat, or call in at webcomicbeacon.com/live. We'll be right back.
too bad. Man, I really would. I, you know, I'm worried about School Monkey now.
I'm a little bit wondering about this.
Anybody know?
I'm sure she's. I could always call her, actually, I think. But let me just see if I know her number.
Oh. Yeah, try a call. I'm eating jelly beans right now.
I was wondering what you're eating. I was like, what is she eating?
I have a couple Cadbury cream eggs, so I could have another one. I had a couple orange ones today.
Yum, 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 yum.
The orange ones are good. I have a caramel one, too, but I don't know if I like that one.
Yeah, I have
her. Oh, I love those.
The caramel.
I have her number, but.
Yeah, it's just caramel inside.
Oh, is that all?
It's chocolate and caramel, and you just sit there. You go to like a sugar coma.
I should have bought more of the orange ones. They're really good.
They are. But they're still fattening. One time when I worked at freaking Rainbow Foods, and I would know when the things would go down in price. So I'd be like hiding like a box of them somewhere. And then I'd get like four for a dollar or five for a dollar after the season. And it's like, I gained so much weight.
I had two today, and I'm hankering for another one. I really shouldn't have another one. Two was too many. But I am going to mow the lawn later, so that could help me get a little untubby.
Do you actually have enough to mow?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, mow.
While we're waiting, I'm going to get a Cadbury cream.
And while Mark's fattening himself up for next year's Thanksgiving, I'm going to go over who our advertisers for this week are. Again, we have Project Wonderful ads on webcomicbeacon.com. We have a leaderboard, a skyscraper, and a regular banner. And if you are advertising during the show, during when we do our broadcast, you have a high chance of being basically mentioned as one of this week's sponsors, or basically our show sponsor since we're doing it right now. And our top banner, our top leaderboard, we have. I gotta see. Yeah, it's insert comic here. And that's at unamused-comics.com. And just click on insert comic here, and it'll take you to comics there. Also, there is on our skyscraper, it is Jaden and Crusader. 12% potato, 6% furry, and 0% zombies. Just in case you wanted to know that. That's JadenandCrusader.com. Check it out. And also on our banner, which is on the main page, it's all the way at the bottom, but on individual posts, like say when I post a particular episode on forums and such, when they click on it, it'll go right to there, and right at the bottom of the post, before the comments, it'll be the banner. And right now, NVTheGame.com has it, and it's one of those online computer games. Basically log in and you play, et cetera, et cetera. One of those, I haven't played it, but they're advertising, so I'm mentioning it.
Cadbury cream eggs.
Cadbury cream eggs. And those are Project Wonderful sponsors. And if you'd like to advertise or sponsor an episode, just go to webcomicbeacon.com. On our left-hand side, just click on Advertising Opportunities. And if you listen to a show and we don't have a sponsor for it yet, contact me, and perhaps you can sponsor us by advertising for just $10 if you're an art or comic site, or $20 if you're not. And you get mentioned a couple of times, as you know, at the beginning, during the break, and before we roll out it, and as well as getting an actual image link in the post itself. And so that's pretty cool, and it's a permanent advertising spot that people get to see each time and hear when people start the show.
That's cheaper than a box of Cadbury cream eggs, for sure.
How many are in a box of Cadbury cream eggs?
I don't know, but it's cheaper. They're expensive. You know, I found out they don't even make them with real milk anymore.
What do they make?
In England they do, but not in America. They use powdered milk.
Oh.
Where are you from, Black Kitty?
Canada.
Well, they might make it with milk in Canada.
No, I'm curious, actually.
Oh, I love your caramels. They're so delicious. My friend.
They don't have it there?
No, we don't have caramel. The closest thing we got are caramellos.
Aero bars. I like those.
Yeah,
you guys had the dark chocolate M&Ms at one point? Oh my god, we didn't have them here.
I don't see the point. I mean, our tastes are not that different. Okay, yes, you guys like freaking toffee flavored everything. And ketchup flavored everything. Last time I was up there, I was like, holy crap, who the fuck can eat this?
Hey, here's an idea.
But
ketchup toffee flavored Cadbury cream egg.
No.
Could you imagine? Wouldn't it be good?
I'm actually imagining this. This is actually intriguing.
That sounds disgusting. In any case, we're going to take a quick look here we're going to cover milestones. We got some milestones here. What do we got? What do we got? What do we got? Okay, webcomic Imp hits 200 comics on April 2nd. That's already passed. I possibly didn't mention that, but that's at impcomic.com. We also have... that's already did that. No. That's, Circle vs. Square has hit its 200th comic. And that's at... You gotta put a freaking link with us. It might be circlevsquare.com. Another milestone is Apathy Adventures at awesomepedia.org/journal. It hits 1 year old on the 9th of April. And that's already passed as well. Also coming up is the Union of Heroes webcomic, the photocomic, is hitting its first birthday as well. And recently he did like a bunch of cameo things where you could be saved by one of the characters, which is the Eternal Victim. I kind of talked about this character before. It might have been on the WCRI podcast. I'm not sure. But basically this character, her power is that she'll die in place of somebody else who's dying, and she'll later come back and it'll happen again and everything. So basically a bunch of people sent in their avatars and their images, and I sent in a picture of me dressed up as Fess, and we used that in there. So I basically made it, Fess is a cameo in a photo comic. So I'm all dorky and nerdy. Also there's something really cool coming up in the Union of Heroes, unionofheroes.com, it should be. Or, no, wait, Union of Heroes. No, yeah, it is. Hang on. Ah! I only have the German link. It's probably unionofheroes.com anyway. But you guys can find it. There's something I'm excited for that should be coming up really soon, so keep your eyes on that. Going back to our email again for extra milestones, we got a slew that our note taker George Ward of DungeonLegacy.com has cooked up for us. A Muddle Creek has hit 200 strips, and that's at jerrylane.com/Muddle Creek. Goats, 12 years at goats.com. Shimmer, 5 years at shimmermanga.com. Steal This Comic. We've already mentioned Steal This Comic like a million times already. I think we keep mentioning it, but... I'm going to look, and if it was already mentioned last time, I'm not putting it in the notes this time, but it's Steal This Comic, 100 strips.
Bitmap World.
Did Bitmap... Oh, I already mentioned that one.
Did you mention that?
Last week.
2 years ago.
Yeah, last week. Okay. Or 2 weeks ago. Calamities of Nature has hit 200 strips at calamitiesofnature.com. Circle versus Square has hit 200 strips. Oh, yeah, we already did that. It is circlevsquare.com. Company Man has hit 700 strips, and that's at drunkdut.com/company_man. All caps, if that matters. I'm not sure. And lastly, we have Spud Comics at spudcomics.com has hit 100 strips. Normally, I'd like to ask the people that I have on the show to do art, but you and School Monkey are probably kind of busy, aren't you?
What did you want us to do? Did you say art?
Yeah, draw a cover for the show. Otherwise, I was going to use one of our previously submitted ones.
I could do one. I don't know if School Mikey wants to do one, though.
You can always just... Anybody is welcome to submit any sort of Becky cover art. And I'll put it in the pile, basically, and put it... Well, in order, in line, to be updated, but...
What do you need in there, actually?
Her holding a Well, the drunk duck, I guess, would be funny.
Oh, okay.
Probably looking confused. That'd be the best. I don't know.
Okay.
Let's see here. But that's pretty much all we got. What else do we got? Well, what we could do, Mark.
Yeah.
Mark.
Yeah. I finished a Cadbury cream egg, so you can't have any, Shari.
Son of a bitch.
And I saved the caramel one for later.
Oh, man, I totally forgot. Oh, I know what I wanted to do now. We got some time to look over some webcomics that have submitted for impressions. And we are kind of behind. Searchlight suggestion. Here, Amanda, Black Kitty, you can get in on this.
Okay.
This is a webcomic impression of Road Crew Comic. Basically, it's a quick when we do our impressions, we used to call them searchlights, but Cable One kept screwing that up and calling them spotlights, so I'm just going to say impressions now. Basically, we take a quick look at a comic and say, well, our impressions. Imagine that. But I did see this one before, and I guess I didn't quite get it.
Oh, this was on our list before. This is on our Beaky list.
It didn't make any of our... I know it didn't make any of the finalists, but it's a big list. And next year's going to be bigger. I'm keeping track of all the new webcomics right now. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, this is the one where they work for the Beatles-esque band.
Oh, yeah, I remember one of them tried to bring their girlfriend in.
And her name was Coco or something.
Mm-hmm. What was that?
Into the comic, like as a character or something like that, or?
Yeah, he was sort of the Yoko of, or the girlfriend was sort of the Yoko being brought into the studio while the Beatles-esque Beatles are recording.
I see.
Oh, there's guest 15 is actually School Monkey. She's on the in the chat room.
Oh, is she back?
Oh, she's in.
Let me try to call her back then.
She doesn't seem to be online on Skype though. That's really weird. Let's see.
I don't know. This comic isn't for me. I know that for sure.
The person who you're trying to reach is currently unavailable.
The person
Please
you
leave
are
a message
trying to reach
after the
is
beep.
Currently unavailable. Oh, well.
Is it supposed to be like a humorous comic, or is it supposed to...
I'm not sure what it's supposed to... I don't know. It doesn't draw me in enough. I'm kind of picky when it comes to webcomics these days, I guess.
Yeah, I guess the idea is that the road crew is actually the road crew for this band.
Roadie.
So they... Yeah, it's all about... what I remember looking at was... it wasn't bad, or I think it's pretty well drawn and all. I didn't really dig into it too deeply, though, I have to be honest.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going? We thought you got, like, murdered.
My laptop shut down and decided it wasn't going to restart.
Aww.
So I went downstairs to my other laptop, and I tried to install Skype, and I have an NVIDIA driver error. So I spent a long time sort of poking around on the website trying to figure out a way to get back in.
Somebody,
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
Maybe I can go if that makes.
Nope. Just hold on for 1 second. I also got another email. We're going over some. We're trying to do some webcomic impressions, and we just talked about Road Crew, and I got this other one called Greetings from called Strange Ways, and basically, it's. Not really a web comic. It's really a print comic that also is available online and in a non-navigational form. Basically, you can go buy it or you can look at page by page if you click and open it in a new window. Not really. Man, that's a fucking pain in the ass. And it's on a blog. So, yeah, pain in the ass. So I'm not going to really look at it right now. But we'll put that in the links as well. So, highway-62.com/blog. And you can take a look and see what you got. Well, that's it for the impressions this week. We just did a couple. Next week, we're actually going to go over more. And just basically quick impressions to get some of these guys out there to get people to take a look at and everything. The podcast is kind of, I don't know where it's going anymore.
How's that different from usual? It just
Tanya's usually not here. Tanya's
actually,
not here to talk about inappropriate stuff.
You've done the whole muting thing. I just get used to having two versions of people talking.
What happens if something happens? What happens if something happens? That's even weirder, I'm sure.
You're just trying to make trouble.
Trouble. Trouble.
Well, I'm not trying to make trouble. What? What?
What? I think we're finished. I think we're done. Wait, I mean, I don't know. Oh, I see. Okay. No. Damn it. Fuck. What the hell is going on?
What's the matter, Fess?
I don't know. My whole train of thought further derailed and fell down the cliff.
Fell into the gorge, huh?
Yeah.
Old engine number 9, give up your ghost.
Excuse me. Well, let's see. Topic for next week. I'm not entirely sure if we can snag a couple of people. As always, I always have, trying to juggle some things, figure out who we can get. We're not entirely sure what we're going to have next week, but I will say that we're going to have at least... Well, we're going to have several webcomic impressions to go over so we can get some of them out of the way. But, Mark, you know what I want to do?
What's that?
Before we go, I want to have a webcomic spotlight because I think we need to have one.
Okay.
Do you remember what webcomic spotlights were?
Those were the things that we thought were the impressions but weren't, but... something.
Right. Spotlights.
These are the ones people sent us, right?
Nope. Spotlights are the ones that the hosts promote. We're the ones that say that, hey, we like this. Go read this. If you go to our website at webcomicbeacon.com, look on the left-hand panel. You scroll down to Spotlighted Webcomics. Mike, who does webcomic and inkblot WordPress plugins, came up with the code that we have here. Click on the arrows, go left, right, through. We got several webcomics that we've already spotlighted in here, little images. Click on them, go to the sites. You can also click on the link below. It says See All Webcomic Spotlights, which basically brings up a image links to webcomics that we spoke about. But I really see, this is the thing, though. 2008 Webcomic Beacon Awards were a real experiment because this webcomic that I'm going to spotlight, I would have given it, a million awards, but not really. But, I definitely would have made sure it got an award. It's Dawn of Time at dawnoftimecomics.com. A little bit lately, it's gotten a little bit more – there's a little bit more dialogue right now, and in other parts there's a little bit more dialogue. But there's a lot of times when it just follows this main female character and also a dinosaur character that she sometimes travels with. It's kind of more of like a silentish. It tells stories with basically just a picture type of thing because she doesn't really speak the language that any of the other humans do that are in the comic. But it's just a really awesome comic, great art, cool story, and
it's nice. It has the art style reminds me a little bit of Charles Gere, just a little bit. With the pen and ink, it looks great. They use the color wash, which is nice too. Well, I'm sure it's not physical. I'm sure it's done on the computer, but
right,
just sort of a color tone, just one color tone for the whole page. It's nice,
right?
Shading and stuff.
It's definitely excellent. I would have much liked to have picked this for an award, but as with several webcomics that we just overlooked or weren't informed of early enough. So they weren't included in the awards process, so basically you got to try our best. But I'm definitely going to be just spotlighting this one, and we'll get the link up as soon as I can as well. But that's DonnaTimeComics.com. Really awesome. Yeah. Is there a webcomic you want to promote, Mark?
Oh, well, I had sad news about one. One I like is actually going away. Thorn. They're not going to make Thorn anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Because the lady who makes it is actually going to work for Pixar and do, like, real work and stuff.
Really? Pixar?
So she's not going to have time to do Thorn anymore, which is unfortunate.
Is it, like, writing?
No, she's actually going to do illustrating and stuff. Pixar.
I would still like to see if she may have any good pitches or ideas that they might consider, because I love Thorn. It's like a Back to the 50s type of family comic.
Yes, it's strongly implied she lives next door to Charlie Brown, and she wants to take over the world, and she has minions, or tries to promote minions, to take over the world. So in the announcement on her site, which I believe is Mimi's Grotto.
Yep.
.com. There's a link to a whole article about it and stuff.
Well, good for her.
Good for her. Bad for comic fans, but good for her. Well, bad for fans of this comic, but good for her because she'll actually get to do some cool stuff. But the archives are going to be up there for quite a while. It hasn't wrapped yet. That's over at mimisgrotto.com/thorn. And it's one I like a lot. So I kind of hate to see it just sort of be set aside. But that's by Amy Meberson. And she's awesome. So maybe we'll see some cool Pixar stuff. And we can go, oh, yeah, I know who drew that. She has a very distinct style.
I remember an old comic that was really cool. And it was repository of Dangerous Things that kind of ended. And you stopped making it.
What was up with that?
What
was up with that? It just stopped being made.
What was up with my stopping it?
Yeah.
Sorry, my phone's cutting out a little bit here. I just got bored of it, basically.
Well, let's see. It's like, because I wanted to bring it up because I haven't seen anyone do a comic like this before. The concept basically is, was it a government sanctioned organization?
That was the implication. Yeah, it was the government. I realized after starting it that it was very much like the Indiana Jones warehouse. Except, they didn't stick stuff in the boxes. They sort of...
Well, if they did, they'd find their way out of the box.
Yeah. So that was a bit of a belated realization, but... Yeah, I ran out of time for it because I was doing a master's degree, and I had to work on my project. And then the other thing was that I just kind of got tired of doing it. I wanted to, do some other stuff. So... But then I didn't work on anything for like 3 years. So.
Well, that's too bad. So basically, I remember looking through your archives on your main site for it. You have one comic that's deleted, or at least not in the archives, because it breaks the fourth wall.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
Is that actually deleted? Can it be found somewhere?
I probably still have it on a backup someplace, but
why would you take it out?
Because I thought it was kind of embarrassing to have. It was Davis had lost all of his hair, and so I wanted to do this thing where I interacted with my readers, and so I had a thing where he was wearing different hairstyles of other webcomics, and so people had to guess, what webcomic it was from. And that was fun at the time, but it really wasn't anything I felt I should keep in my archives because I felt like it was endorsing the webcomics that I didn't read anymore, and I didn't want the fourth wall stuff.
Well, you could just do it like this. Maybe he's looking in the mirror, talking to himself. I wouldn't put it past him.
I'm It could be. I'm not sure if it was written that way. I don't remember. It's actually been a really long time since I've gone through all of that stuff. But yeah, I think when I just went through it, I just went, wow, that one is, I'd be embarrassed to have that one, you know, show up in the archives. I thought about taking out the guest comics and stuff as well because I felt like they weren't mine.
Well, they're not yours. They're guest comics.
Yeah, they're guest comics, but I thought that was a disservice to...
Or they're non-canon is what you're trying to say.
No, I think they were fine.
Oh. It's just,
for some reason, I had a feeling like I wanted the archives to be...
just make a different make a different section, you know? You don't have to delete everything. You're one of those deleters.
I actually have almost all of the stuff up still, and I have a huge fan art section. It's just, for some reason those made it into the chronological archives, and I thought I'd just leave them in. But I did want to take out that one because I thought that was going too far for me.
Yeah, it's just funny because it's like I saw you and I worked with you. I have actually emailed you because we basically used your comic for the crossover wars because there was webcomic awareness in the archive or in the repository. So, and that got
that's
stolen.
Where that came from.
Yep.
Oh.
And they even
I
made us.
Where the idea came from for that? I'm like, that's nice that they thought of my comic, but. I wonder where that came from. But now I know.
Yeah, that was the thing that was missing.
Sorry.
You don't even pay attention to your own comic, damn you. Oh. Anyway.
I get it now. It's much more clever than I had thought. I understand.
I even took your shape.
I put it back when it was all over.
Oh, I'm not sure if it was put back. I don't remember what happened to it.
I drew a guest panel where it was put back, I think. They had me draw a couple of, special installments.
Yeah. And, I also borrowed your Shea doll for a while. I don't remember if she made it back yet or not. Kind of forgot about her.
Who?
The Shea doll.
They kind of just went out and did their thing. So, I don't think any of them ever made it back.
Well, I had Jenny Everywhere pick her up.
Oh, okay.
And she went out with Jenny Everywhere for a while.
Well, that's good. I think it's cute that, cute is maybe a bit condescending. I think it's really nice that people still remember the comic and that they sort of took on characters and things like that. I actually got an email the other day from Neil of Dacian, who's a great guy, and he wanted to use Golem or something. I just got that email a couple days ago.
Maybe
people are still doing that? interesting.
Well, alrighty. Well, that is it for the show. And but I'd like to thank you both for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm sorry I had a technical...
Yeah, at least you came back, and we know that the person that came to the door wasn't, you know, didn't murder you. So that's always good, you know, when that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But, anyway, so this has been Fess of PSIWebcomic.com.
And this is Mark of AutumnLake.com.
And this is Black Kitty of AcrylicMoon.com.
And this is Full Monkey of Junk.
That's all for The Beacon. Be sure to tune in next week.